The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Happy Wednesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. Yeah, I don't sound like I did yesterday, do I? Woke up and bam, the flu just kind of crept on in. But I'm going to push through today's show. It is the 17th of July, 2019. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours. We're going to get you caught up on right now in about 5 minutes. And yes, I said 5 minutes. My voice just cut out. Well, for our listeners in the UK, Facebook's got a little new tool for you. This one helps report scam ads. It's going to let users flag online ads that seem a little, shall we say, a little too good to be true or dubious or something, particularly ones that have to do with questionable cryptocurrency sales, which that's kind of interesting. Remember, Facebook's kind of doing their own cryptocurrency pretty soon. In any case, these ads will be reviewed by a dedicated anti-scam team. Then it's completely off your hands. You've reported it, you're done. Facebook will take it and run. Now, if you're wanting to know when do I get to try this little nifty tool out? Well, you can try it now. That is, of course, only in the UK. All UK Facebook users will have the option of misleading or scam ad. That's underneath the report ad menu accessed by the three dots. Yeah, those things up there in the top right corner. Now, you might remember we reported about Mac and Zoom, and yeah, they're kind of doing some stuff behind the scenes on our Macs because of all those security exploits. Well, they're still doing it. That's right, Apple's still working on plugging those security holes due to all those security exploits that were recently discovered in the video conferencing app Zoom. Now, yes, Apple's been pushing out security updates for macOS all in the background. We haven't been knowing what's going on. And as I'm doing this podcast right now, they're still doing that. We don't know it, but they're doing it. Now, as far as what they are doing, they are removing vulnerable software installed automatically by RingCentre. Yeah, you might have heard about RingCentre. It's a video conferencing tool that uses Zoom technology. And as you probably guessed, same security holes. Now, according to Zoom, the flaw, they say, is necessary. It was a workaround to allow its software to function properly with Apple's Safari browser. Apparently, Apple didn't particularly care for that, and now they went back to the drawing board. So in the meantime, that's why Apple's sitting there putting a little patch here, patch there, patch everywhere. Waze users getting onto that tollway got on there and said, oh, wait, how much does this cost? And then you look like the idiot. You have to get up to the front of the line and say, hey, how much is this? And you hold up traffic and everybody hates you. Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore because of Waze. It will actually display the actual amount that you will need to pay at the toll booth. Now, we can't say it's going to be 100% foolproof. They're going to get the info just like they do anything else from the community out there. So if somebody imputed the wrong amount or no amount at all, yeah, you're still going to look like an idiot. Now, the feature right now will work currently in the US and Canada only, though Waze is saying the feature will be rolling out worldwide very soon. And finally, we've all been there. Get home from a hard day's work, you don't feel like cooking, just order a pizza. Sometimes the problem is, though, it takes forever for the pizza to get there, especially when you're really hungry. Constantly having to call and say, oh, where's my pizza delivery person? Well, soon you won't have to make that phone call. Yes, the folks over there at Domino's are going to let you track your pizza with GPS. Yes, coming from the same company that's going to deliver pizzas via robots and self-driving vehicles. By gosh, you're going to know when your pizza's on the way or just how far lost it is. Now, of course, this GPS feature just ain't for customers. Nah. There's definitely something in it for Domino's, too. They're actually probably more excited about the data that the franchise operators will get from GPS tracking, because it's going to help Domino's make the delivery process a lot more efficient. Now, like I said, don't go and start ordering a Domino's pizza today and hope to track it. Nah. This feature will be coming to the Domino's app on our smartphones later this year. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website for everything at the British Tech Network. Get on over there, get subscribed to our podcast, check out our blog and review section there too. Give us a like on Facebook, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And come join our BTN community at our Slack room. You can easily do it by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show should be with you tomorrow. Yes, for your Thursday installment, as long as I got a voice. As long as I do, I'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a lovely hump day. And thank you so much for listening.